Welcome to Strong Faith, Fit Life, the daily-ish podcast where we explore the intersection of faith and health to help you build strength from the inside out. My name is Deborah. Welcome to the show. Episode 33. A is for accountability, support, and community. And remember, we're working on the grace-filled method here and talking through it. If you haven't listened to G and R, please go back. If you haven't listened to what the grace-filled method is, check episode 26. Set it and forget it. It's one of the best marketing strategies of the last century. We all know that we would love to set something and forget it and see results. Another marketing strategy, and this one was from Staples, was just push the easy button. I love that thing. They even had a button. It was like, and it said easy on it. It was red. Push the easy button. Oh, if life were really this easy. The truth is, life isn't a set it and forget it, easy button pushing method. It's all about showing up. And let me tell you, showing up is hard work. There are some staggering statistics that we need to discuss. Only 2.5% of the population is what is called a self-starter. Now, a self-starter is someone who undertakes new projects of their own initiative. And most of us fall into the category of the majority, the rest of the population. We see others doing it, and then we fall into either two major categories in that category. We're the ones who see others and jump in immediately, or we see others and research first. But either way, the majority of the people fall into the category of seeing others do something, and therefore we do it too. Most of us need some sort of social proof to jump in on an idea. Here's another fun statistic, because you guys know me, I like statistics. Did you know that out of all the people who set their goals for the New Year's, only 8% actually stick with it? Why do some people succeed and some people don't? I've postulated many reasons over the years and have come to realize that we don't actually, as humans, like to do things alone. We're social beings who need the community and support of others. Now, this is not to say everyone is your supporter. That's categorically untrue. In fact, most people don't see your goal and automatically think success, so be careful. Most see a goal and ask questions that are generally perceived as negative. They ask, why do you want to do that? Or do you think you really can do that? Then my favorite one is, well, how are you going to do that? These are all perceived as frustratingly negative questions, because the truth is we don't know the answer yet. I don't know why I want to do this. I just do. I don't know how I'm going to do this yet. I'm just going to try it. Most of us learn on the fly. Even when you hire a coach, you learn on the fly. We learn through experience rather than through studying books. There's a huge difference between application knowledge and book knowledge. And one of the ways you can stop the naysayers and bolster your success is when you choose to create a goal with accountability. With accountability. Accountability is one of the most underused tools in our tool belt. And I'm going to share a little story. In 2017, a friend reached out to me asking me to be her accountability partner. I agreed. It sounded like a great idea. Sure. And it's been amazing for the both of us. Not going to lie. We are still here today. I just want to say this. We are still here today as accountability partners. And the benefits are incredible. And I want to make first a caution here. I know a lot of times people like accountability partners. Oh, this is going to be so difficult. I'm going to tell you what we do. It's not difficult at all. Okay. All we do is text each other once a day. Did you do your stuff? Sometimes I make it quirky and fun. All right. But that's it. There's no pressure. There's no talking. There's no judgment. Big thing here is no judgment, just accountability. Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you're someone's accountability partner for something that you're not doing, it's really hard to see someone doing the hard work without feeling a little bit of being an imposter, not doing the same. We talked about peer pressure a lot when I was growing up. We had like the DARE program, don't do drugs, don't get pressured into doing drugs. But you know what? No one talked really about the use of peer pressure for good. And it is a powerful tool. And remember, tools are to be used, not to be controlled by. All right. My power tools don't control me. I run them. So this is the same for you. All right, I'm going to share some stuff. If you would like to geek out with me here a little bit, I hope you do. There was a TV show that my husband and I watched many, many years ago. It was called The Guild. Technically, it's a web series. It was on YouTube, but we loved it. It was so funny. And it was perfectly apropos for the online gamer. Like if you played games back in the day, like you played EverQuest or World of Warcraft, it was like right up your alley. It was so fun. And yes, guys, I played EverQuest and World of Warcraft. Love them. But it was written in this particular show was written and directed by the fabulous actress Felicia Day. And she wrote a book that I bought later, which I love. It's called You're Only Weird on the Internet. And she talks about her accountability group. This is one of my favorite things from the book. Each of the ladies in her accountability group had different and unique goals. And I love that they do. You don't have to have an accountability person that's doing the same thing as you. It can be fun if they are, but they don't have to be doing the same thing. The peer pressure still applies. And I like that they weren't all the same, but each person was working to achieve something specific for them. And they would get together routinely to discuss their progress. And this progress, seeing others strive and succeed, is what pushed Felicia Day to finally write her screenplay. And it was a resounding success. She did really, really well. Got some excellent acting pieces on TV and did a bunch of other things. I still follow her online. I think she's hilarious. She homeschooled before I homeschooled. She's super funny. And what I love about the comments that she talks about is it's really hard to see someone checking off their lists when you're not. You feel like an imposter. You feel like a fraud. Jim Rohn is noted for saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I'm going to be honest, I used to think that this was nonsense. You are who you are. But when I became an accountability partner, I have never grown more. You really are the sum of the attitudes of those around you. If you are around increasingly negative people, you will adopt negative behaviors. If you're around positive people, you will adopt positive behaviors and positive outlooks. This is why I'm a big fan of community, accountability, and support. And I have all three layers built into my coaching. A strong community for those that just want to join there. And for those that just want it, we have weekly accountability meetings. And in both places, you have wise, supportive advice, no negatives, just positive listening, and solutions when needed. And for those of you who may be thinking, I don't need this accountability stuff, I'm going to tell you I was just like you. I personally love to do things just because I do fall into the self-starter crowd. But even still, I will say this. Even as a self-starter, having an accountability partner has pushed me to heights that I never dreamed that I would get. I never dreamed I would reach them. And while I like to do things on my own, I just want to say feedback is essential. Accountability is a little bit like signing up for feedback. And you're not asking for critique. You're just asking for the things you didn't think of. I'm going to give you an example. You guys don't know it. I'm actually currently writing a nutrition book. It's to make nutrition simple for the average person because every nutrition book I have is 8 million pages. And to be honest, I've read through them because I find them fascinating, but I think the average person uses them as a reference material and then they wonder how to apply everything. And so I sent my book for some feedback and I got some really great feedback in the form of questions. This is what was amazing. My person that I sent it to gave me questions. She asked me things and they were things I hadn't thought of because here's the thing, they were already in my head. So I was writing from a place of knowledge. And when she asked the questions, I realized I had more things to answer in a simple form, obviously, so that others could understand the broader picture of what I was trying to show. Accountability is not a judgy thing. It's just asking good questions. How are you doing? What did you run into? Do you need help with anything? What were you thinking when you did this? How did it make you feel? Why did you feel the way you felt? I like to liken accountability to more than someone holding your hand at the finish line. It's more than that. It is a deep questioning. It's being authentic. It's doing the work. And it's being able to share the work with somebody who isn't going to judge you. And then in turn, they're going to turn around and show you what they're doing. in a great way. And both of you are going to be pushed to grow. I do want to make this very clear. You don't have to do the same thing your accountability partner is doing. You just have to grow. You both just have to grow. Whether you're writing a screenplay, prepping for a fitness competition, or just learning how to work out, or just simply being in the kitchen figuring out how to actually cook a meal. All of these things can use accountability partners that can push you to ask some different questions, to think about the world a little bit differently so that you can grow. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to follow the show so you can get notified when I drop a new episode. You can also join me at the Facebook group, Strong Faith, Fit Life. I hope to see you there. Till next time, bye.